This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Kay Craig, co-chair of the Carlinville Area Hospital Auxiliary's BRIC fundraising campaign. And welcome to the show, Kay.
Thank you.
Kay, we set up this show to talk about the BRIC fundraising campaign, which has been going on for some time. And we'll let you start off with talking a little bit about how this particular campaign got started and why.
Well, as you know, we have a brand new hospital out north of town, and every little bit of money can help us out. The auxiliary was looking for fundraisers, and I had thought that maybe this would be a good one. I raised my hand and told them what I thought, that we could get some funds from doing this, and also put our community people's names on that hospital out there, so it'd be more like a community hospital. And we would like to see even more names and business names out there on our sidewalk. So that's the reason why I suggested it.
Now, the campaign actually started when?
It started at the fair last year, at Macoupin County Fair, and we did a big campaign there. We had brochures. We were out the fair. And then from there on, we just kept putting ads in the paper. There's one in every month in the South County and also in the Carlinville Inquirer. And then we have flyers that we send out. We've sent them out through the newspapers. And also we put them on, sorry to say, windshields around the square at times. So we're trying to get the word out. We also, IGA has been very good for us. They've stuffed the bags around Christmas time. They were very generous about doing that. So, yes, we're trying to get the word out through our flyers, too.
Now, we're talking before we started the interview. You've had fairly good success, but you can still sell many more bricks.
Oh, my goal actually was 100 bricks by Christmas, and Christmas Eve we hit the 100th brick. So January 4th I sent in our first order of 100, and we should be receiving that order at the Carlinville Area Hospital around the first part of April.
And you'd like to see another 100 before the
Absolutely.
End of the campaign?
Absolutely. We are on number 29 right now, and we have until now to fair time, which will be in July. That will be our end. We went from fair time to fair time. Give us a year, and then we will hopefully sell a whole bunch more.
And right now, with a lot of people thinking about tax, something important to talk about there.
Yes. Every time you buy a brick, that is tax deductible. So buy as many bricks for your loved ones, for your past departed ones, for your birth of a child. Put their name on it. I had a very nice couple. He sent his order in, and it said, "To my sweetheart," and he named his wife, and it was by his name. And that's going to be on that brick forever, and it just shows how much he loved her to do something like that.
Somebody's interested in purchasing a brick. What can they do with it? What does it cost, and what are the limitations?
Actually, you can have three lines, and each of those lines has 20 characters. So you can put the name and then a space, and that space will count as a character. The three lines on the brick, and they will center the information. Also, if you have problems with trying to come up with your wording, you can either call me or you can call Judy Minster. She's very good at helping people with their wording. It's $125, but as I said before, it's tax deductible. The color is wheat color, and it will be, we're going to have a sidewalk around the flagpole, which will be the patio garden in front of the hospital cafeteria. And that's right when you walk in the door, it's to your right of the building, your entrance.
How big are the bricks?
The bricks are regular size, they're 4x8. And also, when you buy a brick, you also get a mini brick for the person. You could either give to the person that you are honoring, or you can keep it for a memento for yourself.
And so anniversaries, birthdays, just about any item is okay?
Absolutely. This couple met in, I think it was in 1947 at Blackburn College. They married. They stayed here in Carlinville. They, he has passed, gone, and there is a brick out there for them with the date that they met out at Blackburn. So, I mean, people can think of all kinds of things that you can put on that brick that'll last forever.
You have 100% off getting prepared, and you're trying,
yes,
to sell the other 100. And then they're going to be displayed where and about when?
We're hoping that we will have them all set in the brick patio in front of the cafeteria at the hospital around fall time. So we are going to plan on having a grand opening for our patio garden so that people can come out and find their brick. And not only that, I think that later in the springtime, summertime, people will be sitting out in their cafeteria, and they'll see people come out and look for their brick. You know, it's just going to be an ongoing thing, I think, just by looking for that brick.
Funds raised on this brick campaign go towards, I guess you would say, your commitment, the auxiliary's commitment to helping the hospital out.
Exactly. We made a pledge, the auxiliary did, and we are just trying to fulfill that goal.
Now, if someone's interested in a brick or would like more information, the phone number is to call?
It's 217-854-8534. You can call that, leave a message, I'll get right back to you. If I'm not there, I am more than willing to help you out with your wording, or you could buy one brick for one child, if you have six grandchildren, buy six bricks for your grandchildren.
And before we end the show, I thought we would just talk a moment about the Carlinville Area Hospital Auxiliary. You're a member of it, obviously. And maybe if you could just talk a little bit about what the auxiliary does for the hospital besides the brick campaign.
They do several things. I know that Sargenta heads up the blood drive every year, twice. And we're trying to get our community more active in the things that need to be done at a hospital.
Kay Craiglich, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.